Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Katie Bateman is with us. She's the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator, and we're going to talk about a pretty important week next week for folks in 4-H. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
Not too bad.
Good.
I would say 4-H week is a pretty important week for 4-H.
It is. I would call it like one of the most important weeks of the year. It's National 4-H week. Always the first full week in October. So something to look forward to. We have all sorts of fun stuff going on.
And I was going to use the word focus about focusing on, but I don't know that you really can. You can focus on the bigger picture, but you've got so much going on next week that it's hard to focus on any one thing.
We're focusing on 4-H, and then it just kind of goes everywhere because that's what 4-H is. It's not just one single thing. We have a variety of different opportunities and options for all of our 4-Hers. So that's why we're doing so much stuff.
Yeah, you really are. And we're going to talk about some things here as we go along, but let's start with some of the activities. What will be happening next week to celebrate?
Yes, so clubs are getting busy and getting prepared. Hopefully this weekend, I've talked to a lot of club leaders. They are starting to put plans in place. So they are decorating around the county and different businesses' windows. So you'll see some green clovers up and find out more about 4-H and contact numbers. And you might see some fun themes. I know we've had one in Griswold is up and one in Anita is up for sure. And we're going to have even more of those window displays going up. We have some of our 4-H clubs are doing service projects and like cleaning up highways and wearing green. So wearing those 4-H shirts all during school next week, hopefully.
Well, hopefully doing a lot of things. And I know coming up in another week or so, we've got on Sunday, October 9th, you've got kind of a big day, the chance to get everybody together.
Yeah, so that is our wrap up to National 4-H Week. It's actually the day after National 4-H Week, but hey, we're all going to celebrate. Why not celebrate at the end of the week? It's all the same. So we're having our Fall Fest. This is on the fairgrounds. Clubs are having different booths that they are going to host, and people can come out. It's free admission, and then to participate in the booths, you have to buy a ticket, and a ticket is 10 cents. So you're not going to break the bank too much doing all of these things. So we have clubs. I have baby animals that are going to be there to pet and cuddle. I have you can practice roping. You can do Plinko. You can throw a wet sponge at a 4-H'er's face.
Oh.
I know. I'm kind of excited for that one. We have pumpkin bowling. We have face painting. We're going to have a scavenger hunt. We're going to have food and, of course, information about 4-H and how to get involved. So that is from 2 to 4 p.m. on the Cass County Fairgrounds on Sunday, October 9th.
Lots of things happening there, and I see you're going to be running around the fairgrounds in that area too then.
Yes, we're having a 4K afterwards as well. The County 4-H Youth Council, which is made up of high school students, wanted to do a 4K this year. And so I was like, all right, let's do it.
We usually hear 5K, but it's 4-H.
It's 4-H, so we're doing 4K
so
for 4-H.
So it'll actually be a little easier for you.
Absolutely. It's like 2 miles. It'll be good. So that starts at 4 o'clock, and you can sign up for that either by calling the extension office ahead of time or signing up at the Youth Council's booth at Fall Fest that day.
Now, we're focused on 4-H. Are these events all just for 4-Hers, or can anyone participate?
Anyone and everyone. Clover Kids, anyone in the community is welcome to participate, learn more, come just have a good time.
Is this a good time to recruit?
Yeah, so this is our 4-Hers just kicking off and just getting started. September 1 is when our 4-H year starts, so September through August kind of aligns with the school year.
What's the pitch to youngsters? I mean, I know it's hard to believe there might be a few youngsters and maybe some parents who aren't intimately familiar mm-hmm. with the 4-H program, but when you get someone like that, what's the pitch? How do you approach that?
4-H is for everyone. There's like we talked about before, we have a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So if you think about 4-H as only being livestock, it's not. We have communication events. We have photography. A lot of exhibitors or a lot of 4-Hers focus on woodworking, communication, enhancing their leadership skills. We have a lot of different trips that youth can do in 4-H as well, like go to Atlanta for a national conference. We have a trip to Washington, D.C. We a lot of times have like an intermediate trip or like day trips with our area. We have lots of different projects and opportunities for youth to participate in.
You bet. And the STEM projects, the STEM type projects, those have been very highly focused on over the last few years. And that's right up 4-H's alley.
We do so much STEM. Science, technology, engineering, math. We have programs, projects, and all of that. So if you have an interest in robotics or archery or technology, anything, we have something for you in 4-H.
Yeah. In rural counties like this, we're fortunate because we get so, you know, such a high rate of participation in programs like 4-H.
Yeah.
And you're really kind of filling the gap, too. And, you know, folks talk about how, oh, there's nothing, you know, out in these rural counties. Well, there is. And there are some people that are filling the gaps. And 4-H is kind of doing that in some ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is a good opportunity for youth to be involved in and have something to do after school. So our 4-H clubs, we have 11 4-H clubs for 4th through 12th grade and 8 Clover Kids, kindergarten through 3rd grade, that meet about once a month. And, you know, we have 10 to one club has like 50 members. So that's a big group of friends for your kid to meet and get to know and work with and have different interests. And then they do service projects throughout the year. They go on trips. One went to the Henry Dorley Zoo last year. They tour like Milk Unlimited. So they're doing a lot in the community.
You bet. And if you have specialized interests, I know in the past we've had some clubs who have a specific specialty.
Yeah, so we have Cowpokes that focuses specifically on horses, and a few other clubs focus not on the livestock so much. They're not so heavily
sure. And you can direct them into the right,
absolutely,
right locations there, too. And the cost of 4-H is just exploding, right? It's just so expensive to join 4-H.
It is. It's free. We have a wonderful endowment here in Cass County that sponsors all of our 4-H enrollments. So it's free. You're not losing anything. You're just gaining experiences, friends, opportunities, so much.
Where everything else is going up in cost, 4-H is holding the line at free.
Yes, we're holding steady.
Well, one of the ways or reasons you've been able to do that is because you've had such good support here locally through some of the things that we're doing with the Fall Fest here next weekend. But also 4-H giving has been solid here in the area, and I know that's part of the focus next week too.
Absolutely. So we are partnering with the Iowa 4-H Foundation to have a day of giving. So October 4th and 5th from noon to noon, we have an online that you can give. Go on, and we have different giving levels. So you can contribute your own amount that you want to help Cass County 4-H, or you can give $30 to help a member enrollment, $40 to help the workshops and programs and strengthen 4-H's, so head, heart, hands, and health. Or $100 you can support at the a county out-of-county scholarship that we, our foundation here in Cass County, helps a lot with.
Sure. So can you give both ways, to the Iowa and to the local, or is it all just one?
Yep. You can choose which one you give to. So those levels would be just to the Cass County specific one. However, if you want to give to the Iowa 4-H Foundation as well, that is also a great cause and helps statewide programs and helps our Cass County 4-H in a way as well.
Sure. Now, you mentioned online giving. Mm-hmm. So how would folks go about doing that?
We have a website, and you can also scan a code. So we will be putting that on our Facebook page and Instagram. So that is CASCO IA EXT is our Facebook page. You can follow us, Cass County Iowa Extension, or Instagram is Cass County Iowa 4-H, and we'll have that on our website as well, extension.iastate.edu/CASS, and on our 4-H newsletter.
Okay, very good. And also, you'll be able to find this interview on our website, on our podcast page and the Heartbeat Today page, and if you go there, you will see the link, and I'll even have the that's scannable, what do you call
QR
those things?
Codes.
The QR codes, yeah. All this fancy stuff you young people have come up with.
I know. I can't keep up with it either.
But it's an easy way for you. Just take your phone and scan it, and it'll take you right to where you want to go. It's just like clicking on a link. So
yes,
it's just as easy. And that way you can experience that as well, too, and be able to give. You've been well supported over time, haven't you?
Oh, we have such great support in Cass County. It is amazing.
Yeah, we know that through the pancake supper that we have every year, mm-hmm. too. That's been a real boon. In fact, that's really what largely keeps the 4-H programs free for the kids.
Yes, that is. I just had an endowment meeting last night, and that is our big fundraiser that we have, the pancake supper, which is going to happen in March. I'm still working out a date. And then from that, we have just gained so much support from that year after year that we're able to keep 4-H programs free. We're able to give about $4,000 in scholarships to our graduates and about $500 to any youth in 4-H that want to go out of county to a workshop or a conference as well.
It's all about opportunity.
Absolutely.
And, you know, kids have an opportunity also to open their eyes and learn. Maybe through 4-H, they might discover something that they find they really, really like and may want to make some sort of a career opportunity out of it, something they may never have discovered otherwise.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. That's how I found out, that's how I got in my role. I was a 4-H'er, and now I'm county youth coordinator of it. So
hoping to lead the way. Yeah, you never know where you'll end up.
No.
Always having a good time. Very good. Well, Katie Bateman, thanks for stopping by, and have a great 4-H week.
Thank you. You too. Happy National 4-H week.